people kept suggesting I should write a book. I was very flattered, but I thought, well, you can just go onto my blog and read it. But I sort of found that as I'd gone through the process, it occurred to me that I'd learnt a lot that I hadn't known at the beginning, that wasn't in my original blog posts. And with the benefit of hindsight, I had some more to add. So the book came from a sort of structure of blog posts taking up half of the book and further anecdotes and hopefully vaguely amusing stories to make up the other half.
Yes, and I remember at the time you saying how, although it sounds strange, you know, something positive can come out of having cancer. And that's very much what you wanted to get across in the book, wasn't it?
Do you know, it really is. And if you had to ask me what was sort of my happiest result of the book, it would be that people have said that they found it uplifting. They have found it positive and amusing in parts, perhaps a little poignant in others, but that's inevitable, I suppose. That's made it easier to read in a way. There are some facts in there and hopefully some helpful information about treatment and how it's going to be. But if the sort of uplifting tone makes that easier to take on board, then that's a great result for me.
So it seems then that it has had quite a positive impact on people who've been through a similar situation to you.
Do you know, I've had so much lovely feedback. It's sort of, I'll read an email or a review on Amazon and it sort of makes the hair go up on my arms in a good way, from people just saying that, yeah, it has been really, really helpful to them. Some people saying they wish they'd had the book before they started treatment, but they've bought it for somebody else who's just starting their treatment, or somebody who's at the end of their treatment and said they can absolutely relate to what I went through. And it's kind of nice to know that they'd had similar experiences, that they weren't on their own, etc., etc. So it has, the feedback has been just really life-affirming and has made all those mornings at 2 a.m. when I was writing at my desk definitely worthwhile.
That's great to hear. And you were obviously very keen to raise money for the Sir Robert Ogden Macmillan Centre as well.
That's right. And also The Haven in Leeds. So the all profit was divided between those two charities. And I have to say that my wonderful publisher as well, Matthew Smith at Urbane Publications, right from the start, he was with me and saying, yeah, we want every penny to go to the charities. And so in September, they're hopefully both going to get a decent sized check.
That's great. It's brilliant. And obviously now you've written a book, you've got the bug for it, haven't you? And consequently, you've written another one.
I have written another one, but it would be lying to say that I just wrote this in the last few months after tea and chemo. I actually started this book about 7 years ago, and tea and chemo was almost sort of like a happy addition, really. I was submitting glass houses to Urbane Publications, and I happened to notice a little section where it said also interested in non-fiction. So submitted my idea for tea and chemo at the same time. So I actually got the deal, the book deal, for both books. I'd written many drafts of Glass Houses. I felt that it was ready for submission. That isn't to say I hadn't submitted it earlier, but I now look back and think it really wasn't ready when I first submitted it, and it's no surprise to me that I had rejections. But this time, yes, I submitted that, and it got taken on.
And a lot of people like you might have a book in their heads that they want to publish. How easy or difficult is the process of getting a book published?
How difficult is it? If you're talking in time, it's a big old job. You will not write a book quickly or anything that you'd be proud of. And the route to publication isn't a next day thing. But most people I know who succeeded in getting something published has succeeded because they love it, and they've had a certain amount of self-belief. It's a sort of paradox, actually. There's sort of, you have to have a lot of self-belief that your book is worth writing, but you also have to be very, very open to feedback from other people to help get the book out there, because it is a team effort. I would say that no writer can write their best book on their own, because you just don't know exactly how your words that are in your head, the story that's in your head, you don't know how those words bounce off the paper or the page to the reader, and you have to have sort of an outside person come and read the writing on the page and say, that bit's really working, I haven't got a clue what you're doing with that bit, that bit's muddled, etc., etc. So that whole process takes a long time. You're writing a draft, having a reader, having their feedback, working on it again, doing a little bit more research, rewriting a bit, loving it one day, reading it the next day, hating it, starting again. It takes a while. That's even before you submit. So it's a long old game. It doesn't pay very well. And you will have to be quite antisocial and sit on your own in your study for hours and hours on end. But if you love writing, it is the best job in the world. It's probably the only thing I do in life where I actually totally shut off from the rest of the world and manage to not have sort of stray thoughts to my to-do list and that kind of thing. That isn't to say there aren't any other things in my life that I love, but fiction writing is the one where I'm totally focused, and that's a great feeling.